The weather has turned unsettled across the Northeast, and that's the way it's going to remain through tonight into the day tomorrow, with plenty of clouds and scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. But by the weekend, we're going to see things clear out nicely, so the timing is going to work out pretty well. As the cold front will sink to the south, we'll see drier air come in for Saturday and Sunday. But in the short term, it's very humid across our area. We had a warm front lift through the region last night into early this morning, and it's really a noticeable change in terms of humidity, with dew point temperatures that are well up into the 60s and low 70s this afternoon. It is still mainly cloudy, though we've had a few glimpses of sun poke through from time to time today, and we are on the lookout for some scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some of those storms may be locally strong as we work through the next few hours. It's all being triggered by a cold front that's making a very slow approach from the west, and until that front clears the region, we are going to have showers and storms in the forecast. So there's the chance of rain and some thunder as we work through the nighttime hours. It's going to remain humid with temperatures in the 60s and low 70s. And then during the day tomorrow, that cold front is going to be working its way across the region. So it's going to be another very muggy day with the chance of showers and storms. And as a wave of low pressure rides up along that front, we are going to have the threat for some heavy rain at times as we go through the day tomorrow. And that might trigger some localized flooding. So that's certainly a situation that should be monitored as we go through the day on Friday. But by Saturday, that front should sink far enough to the south that all the rain chances will go with it. We'll see drier come in from the north, and it looks like the weekend is going to be dry across New York and western New England. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low in the 60s to around 70. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, rain will be heavy at times, high in the mid to upper 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low in the 60s to around 70. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with showers and storms likely, rain may be heavy at times, high in the mid to upper 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low in the lower 70s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, rain may be heavy at times, high in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms, low in the upper 60s to lower 70s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, rain may be heavy at times, high in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, less humid, high in the 70s and 80s. And on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the 70s and 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.